Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul. And today our guests are Juan Lee Crockett and Christina Ashby, who are starring in and writing and all kinds of things, UAA's performance of The Women Of. And then there's three little dots.
There is.
So what are they, the women of?
Pretty much our play deals with the women of every single war since World War II, I think.
Even back to the Trojan War.
Yeah. Well, essentially, like, this play, the themes are based off of Euripides' The Trojan Women, which deals with women's role, reactions, whatever, to war. And so Dr. David Edgecombe, who wrote part of it and I was also directing it, he updated it to a more modern context because the themes still apply.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's also the women of every culture, time period, age, just how war affects us all, no matter where we're from.
You're going to, and you're, it's really each telling your own story, and as I understand it, and you wrote your stories, and you wrote a lot of the stories.
I did, yeah. Actually, I had the opportunity to turn this into an honors project through the department. David approached me with this, and like, hey, I have this script going. It's not finished. Why don't you write something? So I was like, oh, okay. And so I'd rack my brain, what can I write about? But I learned a lot about the Bosnian War and the issues over in the former Yugoslavia when I took some journalism classes. And I was like, well, I can kind of parlay that into something to write about. And so all my pieces deal with the Bosnian War.
And there are, there's 5-7 women in the play? Female actors, and each person has constructed their own monologue. Is it like a direct address kind of thing, or are there situations where there are little vignettes that are acted out? So it's not really like a narrative play, per se. It's more of a theatrical presentation, and you have all the trappings of the big theater, lots of light cues and sound cues.
Over 100 light cues in an hour and a half show.
Oh wow!
Yeah, Dan Anto designed the lights for that, and yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah, he did himself this time around.
He did. It was really quite incredible. Mm-hmm. There's each woman in the show has her own monologue, her own story. I believe they were written before they got them. So some of them, well, most of the people in the cast didn't have to write their own monologue.
Right.
They were provided
for them.
Yes.
The war.
Right.
Right.
For my piece, I actually wrote my monologue. It was my audition monologue for the play. And it was a personal story, actually, story of my parents and how they left just after the Vietnam War. And they brought us with them. We were just young children. So
refugees from the fallout of that
correct.
War. And so you are retelling family stories?
Correct. The monologue that I wrote and read during this play is my parents' story mostly. Just a love story, basically, for each other, mm-hmm. for the country, but just having no choice but to leave, and then just the people that they've become as a result, and a little bit about my childhood and how that all kind of plays into it.
Sounds wonderful.
I enjoy it because it's an opportunity for me to just talk about my parents and what they went through and how incredible it was, how brave they were.
These kind of stories that come from us, it's kind of like a more or less new thing, because when they talk about war, it's always the adventures of the soldiers, or it's always a glorification in a heroic kind of a way.
Right.
And like 9 out of 10 casualties, victims, and are not combatants. They are women and children. They are civilians in total war, especially, but it's always been this way. So that's the, you hearken back to the Euripides, the Trojan women. Mm-hmm. But weren't they scheming against shutting down the war in the Trojan Women? They weren't really such. I mean, I don't know. What was that play about?
I honestly haven't read it.
Oh. Okay. But I mean, but it's loosely based on the structure.
It's loosely based on the structure. Right. It's not like word for word.
Which is the grandmommy of all anti-war plays.
Yeah.
Because they do that thing every year all over the world, that the anti-war day, right, Jean?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And while the play does talk about how war affects women, children, but also the soldiers that are in the wars and...
they're also victims.
Yeah,
exactly.
We have three men in the show, and it's interesting to see, like, each of them has their own little story in the show, and each of it's very heartbreaking, because there's one who finds love during the war but can't pursue it because, you know, he has to do his duty. There's one who is married but has to, you know, to leave. Mm-hmm. And then there's one who just misses home. And it's very lovely how they's tied into that.
Mm-hmm. It sounds very interesting.
Well, in case you're just joining us right now, we're talking to Juan Lee Crockett and Christina Ashby of UAA's Department of Dance and Theater. And they're talking about a show that is opening tonight called The Woman Of.
And what did you, what sort of things, problems did you have staging this?
Well, it was brand new script, never been done before. We didn't actually have a full script before the run of, or the before the rehearsal process, so we were still working on it, which had problems because, you know, we couldn't really realize the full scope of it. But it was also quite exciting because it was something new that you were working on. You can change it while you were working and stuff.
And an original piece for the
theater. Pretty exciting.
Yeah,
very exciting.
And there's so much new theater coming out of Anchorage lately, all over the place, between the big series at Cyrano's with the 50th anniversary, all these new commissioned works. Mm-hmm. And I think it's such a great, not only as a teaching tool, because you get to, you know, really, really indulge in the process with what you're doing and everything. But it also gives everybody a chance to come up and be writer and actually really, really shape a work.
Right.
And, you know, it's nice to do the old plays, but those old plays that are classics were once new, too.
Right.
And only time will tell which are the ones. So who knows? This one might go on.
Right. And I think that's what I loved about this, was that it was very collaborative with the director.
Right.
And the cast and input.
Yeah, and David was definitely open for the other women to alter their monologues to fit more of their style. Mm-hmm. And what the result of that is stunning, like what these people are able to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the very first lesson I learned about playwriting in Valdez was that theater is always collaborative. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Writing a new play is always a collaboration. It's unlike writing a novel. It's worked on by all of the actors, and the playwright learns something about his play in the process of watching the actors interpret it, which is interesting.
Oh, yeah, they add so much, especially if you're writing for a particular actress or actor, then it's a really inspiration to have this happen. So this show, does it proceed without an intermission?
Yeah, it's an hour and a half straight through.
Well, and I think the structure of it is just, it's like Christina said, not your normal narrative type play, but I think at the same time it makes it more interesting and very engaging for the audience, because the scenes change but they transition through with this underlying theme interwoven. So I think it'll be
The transitions are so important in something like this. And this is a great thing that you learned. I mean, that's what UAA is so good at. All else aside, all the other wonderful things that they do so well. But as far as creating the presentation and just the whole theatrical feel, you know, from like the lights, the sound, and the look of it all,
it always goes smoothly. It looks really amazing, the set and the lights.
Well, do you stage any parts of this, or are they all just monologues?
There's a couple scenes thrown in. There's some movement pieces. We had a choreographer come in. Stephanie
Wanchala
came in and helped us choreograph some movement pieces. Mm-hmm. There's a dance piece. There's also a staged poem, I guess we would say it. It's called Machine Gun Death Rattle. It was actually featured down at Valdez this last summer, written by Alex Pollock.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He's great. He does great stuff. Good. The young guy, he's from New Hampshire or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a good kid. Yeah.
Those are actually my favorite parts of the stage now. They're a lot of fun. I get, get really into it.
Well, that was a terrific piece. Very powerful. And who brought that in? Did you?
No, actually, David saw it over the summer, and he asked Alex, and I guess they worked it in, and I'm glad that they did, because it involves everybody in the show.
Yeah.
I'm so glad he's getting some play, because that was a pretty extraordinary piece.
Was.
Yeah.
And it's very fitting for this play, I think.
Yeah, Machine Gun Death Rattle, I guess so. Yeah, and one of the many sad little side stories of war, for instance, like the suicide rate of the returning vets coming out of the Iraq war is just, you know, astronomical. And I don't know whether they're just counting them now and they used to sweep it under the rug, but the ill effects of such horrors don't stop when you get home. It just goes on and on. And the women also who are on the home front are affected by it, even if they hadn't been in direct trauma.
Yeah, we have a monologue about that as well, about a young woman who falls in love with a soldier and he goes off and she's just heartbroken over it.
And how he changes as the war progresses.
That PTSD.
Yeah.
Why? Well, this is one of the great uses of theater. I mean, you know, we know war is bad, but we should do something about it. And it seems like you are doing something about it. You know, these dramatizations, because our versions are so sanitized that you think, you know, oh, just no problem. Yes, you know, surgical strike, drop some bombs. Okay, it's all done surgically. Yeah, right. No such thing.
Well, we're excited that Michael Weller is coming to see
it. Oh, that's right. Michael Weller is going to be the...
Oh, right. That's right. The guy with the Battle of Soapy Smith. The author. He's going to come to the show.
Yes.
Well, that's great.
The thing I am interested in watching is the home front pit thing. Because when a soldier comes back, he's changed. But so is she. And this necessarily means that their relationship must change. Well, that's about all we have time for tonight. And I hope that we can see you again. And I hope that everybody gets a chance to see this play, The Women Of. And our guests are Juan Lee Crockett and Christina Ashby. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. Valley Performing Arts continues its run of the Spitfire Grill Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m., with a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. On Sunday, that is the final performance. For tickets more information, call Valley Performing Arts at 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
Anchorage Opera presents The Barber of Seville, and this show continues its run with a performance tonight at 8 p.m. and with a final show, the last one, on Sunday at 4 p.m. For tickets, go to www.anchorageopera.org or go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
At Out North, a new play by Shotzi Schaefer's continues. This play is called Sweet, and it's about a countess, a castle, and a meth lab. This show plays Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and with a final showing Sunday at 4 p.m. Tickets are available by going to www.outnorth.org or you can call 279-3800.
Cyrano's Theater presents The Ballad of Soapy Smith, which opens tonight at 7 p.m. This show runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. and a Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. through March the 1st. And also today, the playwright of Soapy Smith, Michael Weller, will be giving a workshop for playwrights and whoever else wants to attend. He'll be discussing the process of playwriting. And this happens today at 2 p.m. and runs through 5 p.m. So if you want to get there on time, you got to get going. For tickets, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net or call Cyrano's at 274-2599.
ACT continues their latest show tonight as well, The Rainmaker. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. The Rainmaker runs through March 8th. at the ACT Studio Theater at 1133 East 70th Avenue. For tickets or more information, go to www.actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
And finally, UAA Department of Theater and Dance presents The Woman Of on UAA's main stage. The show opens tonight and runs through March the 1st. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. For tickets and or more information, call the UAA box office at 786-4849. Well, that's about it for Stage Talk this afternoon. Thanks so much for listening. Until next week, my name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.